Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving hand. Now I reach to kiss your lips. But touch don't mean a thing. And that's a ghost at me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, the late SRV, famous back Stevie Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Angel Gambino is our guest, our new friend, founder and CEO of the artificial intelligence company Sensei. Get Sensei, S-E-N-S-A-I, GetSensei.com is the website. What will they find when they get there, Angel?
They will find a desktop service, an Android app, an iPhone app that helps them manage their social media by telling them what to post, when to post, how to post, and why certain posts are performing either well or bad and what to do about it.
All right.
So it's basically like having a social media manager in your pocket.
Sounds pretty intuitive. Sounds pretty micro, like a pretty darn good micro interface for small businesses. So congratulations on that, folks. She's got the background and the goods to and the desire to help you with it. So I encourage you to go there. Get Sensei, SENSAI.com. In the last segment, Angel, you and I talked about the challenges that small businesses have with social media. And I pointed out that it's not our nature to look at customers and see them as data, and so therefore when we try to manage our customer base with data, it's not intuitive for us. And you had a story you were going to tell us.
Yes, I was, and we've got plenty. But you know, we have one customer of ours who was really just looking at, you know, who is my target customer? You know, I know the people who come into my shop, but who is my real, you know, target customer? Well, who do I need to be speaking to when I'm on social media? And what are the things that are relevant? And we found by using artificial intelligence that, you know, Sensei was able to identify by looking at all of the social posts of the current customers and also customers that potentially could engage. So in other words, they weren't existing customers, but the way that they were interacting in social media, they looked very similar to the existing customers. So Sensei looked at all of the posts that they were responding to and found that cheesecake was something that was the most engaged topic. So, you know, so we really started to devise a whole, you know, content strategy around engaging people around, you know, cheesecake. And then that was an additional menu item that was added. So I think that there are lots of ways that we can bring these insights in, you know, by using, you know, Sensei and other tools that are out there that really just help us introduce new products and new services and find new ways to engage on a very, very personal level in ways that would take us, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours to, you know, to identify. So I think
that's the thing. I feel like if a small business gets a tool, gets someone, you know, I feel like maybe they should say, okay, I'm not the person to do this. Here's an employee. They don't know it's not hard, or they don't know it's hard yet. And so I'm gonna let them handle it, and then let that person take a tool like yours, or something else, some other method of divining what this data means, and lift those words, those intuitive words that the owner would recognize, lift that out of the data and give that to them in a report. So they don't have to think about the data. All they have to do is say, oh, so that many people want my cheesecake.
Yep, that's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, the person who's managing the social media is oftentimes somebody who's pretty creative and good at content creation. You know, a lot of times they're not the same person who can understand or want to dive into very complex, you know, Google Analytics and really interpret what those, you know, peaks, you know, and valleys really mean for the business. So, you know, Sensei takes that kind of complication out of it and just says, you know, here are the things that are most interesting right now, not just generally, but right now, this is what
and not just your data. And see, this is another thing that I think a lot of small businesses get confused about. They think, well, I don't have much data. Well, guess what? Your data is not what we're interested in. We're interested in all the other data that's out there, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. So we scan across, and Sensei looks at who are people in your geography, in your local town, who are people that are across the globe that have a very high level of receptivity to your products, your services, your brand.
Right.
So based on what they're saying and what they're doing, what they're commenting on.
So then how would you target them with ads? Once you find those groups, those communities, how would you target them with ads, or what do you do?
Sure. We do a few different things. So again, you know, it really depends on the individual business, but a number of things. One is we say, start engaging with these accounts. These accounts are likely to become customers. So by engaging, that means you just start a conversation like you would, you know, in a restaurant, like you would, you know, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you start having a conversation, you know, you start engaging, you start sharing their content. And that's one way you can do it organically through Sensei and through other tools. And you can also place ads.
Your content
is really around engaging them around that topic.
Angel, I got to wrap it up. Get Sensei, SENSAI.com is the website. Good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.